Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. Postal Service wasn't too happy about Donald Trump saying they might not be able to handle the volume of the mail-in ballots. There's been rumors of mail kind of being put aside or getting lost or getting crinkled up or being on the floor of the mail room. And the U.S. Postal Service, they don't, you know, take too kindly. You know, they're still mad that people say, oh my gosh, he went postal. They're like, why are people still calling us, you know, accusing us of being postal? So the U.S. Postal Service kind of said, no, 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 we can handle it. Okay, well, that sounds reassuring, but I'm a little confused with what's going on in New York. So with New York, a federal judge has had to rule, because I think their primary is already in week six. I think it's been 6 weeks since the primary, between Representative Carolyn Maloney and Suraj Patel. And I think they're in week six now of their primary, and a judge has ruled that they do need to count some of the absentee ballots. Now, why isn't every absentee ballot? I mean, if we're going to be going into our election in November, and I'm going to submit something in the mail, and it gets there, and I get there's a difference between having an absentee ballot or the mail-in ballot. I get there is a difference. But if I'm going to send my ballot because I'm not going to be going, you know, up to the polls, I probably will. I will probably go to the polls as long as I'm not sick and I'm not spreading anything. I am going to go to the polls. But I understand we need mail-in options. I get we need a non-in-person option. I get that. But why is there even a debate on some getting counted and some not? And so I know there's a lot of people that are very, very critical about how Trump is approaching the election. But what happens in what's going on in New York and with some of these other primaries might be representative on a small scale on what's going to happen in November. And I think all parties involved think this election is pretty damn crucial. And so I'm just wondering why we aren't doing a more electronic option. I mean, this idea of something being on paper and then getting to a mailbox, and that, like, for example, you know, people overall think Orange County, California is a little bit more conservative. So, you know, who's to say somebody might, you know, kind of target, you know, Orange County ballots if they think that those might be more conservative or vice versa. If L.A. County seems to be more liberal, or, you know, who's to say that, you know, something could happen? What if there's a, I don't know, we just saw this explosion in Beirut. You know, what if there's, I don't know, somebody messing with the ballots in a post office setting. And I get, here we are, we're coming up with different scenarios, but we've never really kind of had this much volume of people who are not going to be going to the polls. Now, personally, as a doctor, I love the idea that there's going to be means for people who cannot physically get out there to the polls being able to vote, which is why I've been a fan of absentee ballots and our military being able to vote and people who are medically challenged being able to vote. But in terms of the amounts, we're being told that the reason why New York is having issues isn't fraud, but they're understaffed. There's not enough staff, and that's why they're 6 weeks behind. And so, you know, I get people just lost their mind when Trump suggested maybe we need to postpone it. And I get why he brought that up. I mean, we're postponing the Olympics. We postponed weddings. We're postponing, you know, in-person learning in school. I get why that would be brought up. People lost their mind. I also get why people lost their mind. It takes an act of Congress to move an election, and I don't think Congress is going to do that. But if you have a New York primary, not even in flu season, it's in COVID season, and they are understaffed, and they are actually, it's at the point where Mr. Patel is suing because thousands of ballots aren't being counted. We need some explanation. Every single vote needs to be counted in an election. If you are sending it in during that time frame, then every single vote should be counted. There should be absolutely no sort of disparity or discussion or debate. And I'm wondering why we're not going for more electronic forms. And you guys might be able to teach me, you know, what am I, you know, missing? I get there could be hacking. I get that. And there should be a means for people to be able to kind of log in and see that their vote wasn't messed with. But we are talking then real time. I mean, when we do votes on Facebook or votes on, or polls or whatever, people hit their yes or no, you get real time results. None of this 6 week lag. And so, I just don't understand why it's all about the mail-in ballots. I think the post office will be fine. I just don't think that whoever is counting in every single, you know, county is going to be up to speed. I mean, look at how we get delays already with polling booth results. And you're like, why are they taking so long? You know, well, they're taking so long because there was a problem. So, you know, I get there's a problem with electricity or there's a problem with the computer or something, that could be an issue. And, you know, we've seen hacking, so I see that as potential. But then we can knee-jerk and go into, or then we could then go to like a mail order. We could switch in and then go to a mail-in ballot. I just don't think our country right now is ready for that. I want us to be, because we all want the election to go on and we want to move on with our lives, because this is already probably the one of the worst years in our history. But before we make any decisions about mail-in ballots, I think we need a little bit more clarity what the hell is going on with the New York congressional primary and why after 6 weeks we're even debating some votes not even being counted. Doesn't make a lot of sense to us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so people keep asking, are we in wave one of COVID, or are we in a second wave? Are we in a phase of COVID? Are we in a second phase? I've seen one article just describe it as an absolute wildfire, a wildfire of COVID. And I look at waves, excuse me, a little differently. And I know there's actual definitions in microbiology and epidemiology, but I look at waves like with flu season. So let me kind of switch gears here so I can get more comfortable. There we go. Okay. I know you're not supposed to cross your legs because you get varicose veins, but I just cross my legs. Nicer thing to do. So how I look at waves is you have a couple waves of the flu. you have, let's say, influenza A, let's say, first part of the season. Some people get that. And then later in the season, you might get a second wave, and you might see like an influenza B. So you're getting a couple waves of the flu, but they're different strains. Or you have people that maybe get a second, you know, version of it, or they just get hit again. And so to me, having been at the ocean and, you know, being born in L.A. and all that, a wave has an end to it. So you can't call something wave number two if the first wave didn't end. Now, does it have to end 100%? No, there's still bubbles and things like that. And sometimes another wave will fall on a first wave. But that wave has to really be, you know, almost completely done. So the reason why you're not hearing anybody call this second wave is because many medical experts don't think the first wave ever left. Now, the problem with the term wave in epidemiology or microbiology is that a wave of an infection, more epidemiology, is that there's a peak and then it goes down and then it continues. You don't kind of have this, oh, we're up again, oh, we're down again, oh, we're up again, oh, we're down again. So that's why you're going to start hearing other terms, okay? Maybe not maritime terms, but you're going to hear other terms like wildfire, where it spread over here, then it spread over here, and then it ignited, and then it reignited. So I like the analogy of a reignition. I think we have reignitions. Now, what causes the reignition? What fuels a reignition of a COVID virus? Is it swarms of people coming together without wearing masks, without social distancing, without any regards to, you know, what we've tried to do for weeks on end? Is it people, you know, partying in clubs or protesting or whatever? Are those reignitions? Is it that a virus mutates and the virus finds that, you want to know what? I can still live in a host, or I could get through in the eyes, or and be able to infect people through their eyes, or, you know, these bandanas they're wearing that's full of saliva because they're breathing. And, you know, when you breathe out moisture, of course, and you breathe out fluid. So they're like, I could get right through that person's bandana without a problem. You know, people have to eat, so they take off their mask and they eat, and maybe it's on our food. Maybe it's on our cups or glasses or things like that. So maybe this virus has mutated to the point where it could be a lot more sturdy on inanimate objects. So I like the idea of this being more of an ignition, a reignition, like a wildfire sort of thing than waves. So I really don't want to use that whole wave thing. But people are concerned about the second wave this fall. We have teachers protesting going back to school. We have a lot of parents concerned what they should do with their kids. We have employers not knowing what to do. You heard yesterday when medical experts say that there's no silver bullet to COVID. We're not going to have a one cure sort of thing or a vaccine that's going to knock us out. There's a lot of debate on herd immunity, and if we're going to have 70% of the population, at least 50 to 70% of the population, have antibodies that are going to protect against this rapidly evolving virus, which we presume it to be. So, you know, we're and I've said this before, here we are in August, almost in the same position we are in March, with high levels of cases, not really knowing where we're going with this, not knowing what sort of a vaccine we're going to have. However, in my neck of the woods, the governor had a kind of, I think, a pretty successful press conference yesterday, because he said something that I kind of agreed with. And our Governor Sisolak of Nevada had basically said, he sees that there are clusters in, let's say, nursing home or assisted living facilities, he's not going to force restaurants to not have indoor seating. And I think business owners all across the state breathed a sigh of relief that finally somebody kind of said, okay, look, these shutdowns can't be so random or arbitrary. And, you know, we've been saying this for years, that the small dentist office on the corner of Elm Street is not the reason why we had huge, you know, a huge, huge spike, you know, after in the May, June area of cases. It wasn't the small dentist office. Why the hell does the small dentist office have to close? So when you have businesses that do everything they were supposed to and they follow the rules and they're barely being able to stay alive, you know, financial wise, and then they get closed down because they're like, you know what, we're going to close down bars, or we're going to close down dental offices, or we're going to close down salons, or and you're like, whoa, this wasn't even me, all right? I didn't even go to the club. I didn't even go to the wedding. I didn't even go to the protests. How come I have to close down? It starts to now make a little bit more sense. You still have people upset, and I don't blame them for not being able to reopen. In fact, there's been state officials in other states saying, you see, closing down the bars helped. We closed down the bars and cases dropped. Well, somebody had brought up to me, which is very, very interesting, on this whole arbitrary rule of food and how, like in New York or in California, you can't be a bar that's open, but if you serve food, you could also serve alcohol. Now, alcohol, okay, kills things, right? A salad or a sandwich could carry more disease, I think, than a shot of vodka. So I find it kind of ironic and kind of counterintuitive to allow food and not a bar. And I get the reason why bars are being closed down is because of the crowds. But I got to tell you, I was in L.A., or I was in SoCal last weekend, and, I mean, there were crowds at these restaurants. See, you know, people are like ants. And I don't mean this in a bad way, okay? How many of you guys have had an ant problem? All right, we all do, especially if you live in the summer or live in heat, where ants like to escape the heat and they like food. Now, they don't like vegetables and certain, I think, fruit. So if you want to deter an ant from going near something, you put like a string of vegetables and they'll go around the vegetables, but they'll find the carbs. They love carbs and they'll always seem to find the carbs. They will walk all the way around the house and find that path to get to that carb if they have to, so they can avoid the vegetable. I've seen my children do the exact same thing, right? I'll set the vegetables aside first on our little buffet table and they will like lean, they will fall on each other leaning over the vegetables just to get to the carbs. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? But people want to socialize, and businesses want to stay open, so they are going to do whatever the hell they have to make money. When I told you I saw that movie theater selling popcorn and ice cream on a sidewalk, all right, I mean, if you have to survive, you have to survive. If you got rent to pay and bills to pay, you're going to do what you have to do. Well, the same thing with this virus. This virus is going to do whatever the hell it has to do to survive. If we're smarter than it, as it mutates to a weaker form, and we seem to either develop antibodies as humans or develop this vaccine or try to, you know, keep it away from other hosts, we might be able to win. But I think this virus has showed us that it is just waiting and waiting for people to be people. And it's hunting us. Now, these predators watch you. Predators who are, you know, child predators or sexual predators, they watch. They don't just pounce day one. They'll watch you for months. They could study you for years and then pounce. But this virus is studying us. This virus is watching us with our, you know, bra or underwear sort of masks we're wearing as jokes, and our playfulness when it comes to these rules, or our inability to deal with the heat, and we're putting the mask under our nose so we could breathe or not fog up our glasses. Fogging up our glasses has been a huge issue. You know, I mean, you got people in the car and it's hot and you're driving. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to fog up my glasses. So, you know, this virus is smart. And so I like the idea that, you know, we're going to try to reopen places and you know, deal with the more hot spots differently. But, yeah, I don't see us winning during this wildfire anytime soon. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Trump is signing the Great American Outdoors Act, which he calls a truly landmark piece of legislation aimed at preserving the country's majestic national wonders, priceless historic treasures, and national parks.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
After spawning tornadoes from North Carolina all the way through Virginia and Maryland, Tropical Storm Isaias is continuing its trek north. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Isaias has moved through the Mid-Atlantic states more quickly than earlier expected, now moving up into New Jersey as well as southern New York.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan agreement for a new stimulus plan. The popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses, will stop giving out loans as of this weekend if Congress doesn't pass an extension. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik, though, does believe an agreement can be reached.
I'm optimistic that we come to a negotiated compromise. The Republicans have put forth a robust plan to fund our school districts to make sure that our kids can safely get back to a learning environment. I know that's important for students in my district. We're also ensuring that the incentive for folks is to get back to work rather than the rubber stamp continuation of the pandemic unemployment insurance until January.
The Trump administration announced on Tuesday they're awarding more than $35 million in Justice Department grants to organizations that provide safe housing for survivors of human trafficking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please continue to follow us on Twitter and on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is interesting. As people are fleeing New York City because of the prices, we hear that Facebook is actually going to probably expand an office in New York City, and that kind of helps boost a little bit of the, no, I don't think Ocasio-Cortez is scaring them away like she did with Amazon. But from what we understand, Facebook is going to expand to New York City. They yesterday closed on a deal for 730,000 square feet at Vornado's Farley Building. It's a former post office site between Madison Square Garden and the Hudson Yards District. This is a very prime piece of real estate. The publicly traded social media giant and real estate powerhouse were in discussion since last year. Skeptics doubted Facebook will go ahead with the expansion in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. But Facebook's Mike Zuckerberg struck a realized that many people are going to be working from home, and it didn't help matters, they said, when the deal dragged on. But their commitment, though, to still expanding seems to kind of make you scratch your head and go, well, what are they planning next? For them to have moved, I mean, to some of the most expensive property, whether it's Northern California or whether it's in New York, the Farley Building is part of Vornado's $2 billion investment in the Penn District. It owns 10 million square feet of space. They say the Beaux Arts style landmark takes up an entire super block bounded by 8th and 9th Avenues between West 31st and 33 Streets. They say in addition to the Facebook floors, the building will also contain the new Monahan Train Hall plus 1,200 square feet of store and restaurant space. This whole project is supposed to be completed in the next few months. So, New York is trying to be the second tech hub after Silicon Valley. And I guess Facebook wants to, quote, further anchor their New York footprint. The company has more than 1.5 million square feet of related companies at Hudson Yards and additional space on Broadway. So that's interesting. It's they also have, I think, areas near Times Square and whatever. But I watch very carefully how the real estate landscape is going to change. You know, if you're able to work from home and you don't have to live in Manhattan and you could actually live in nearby Connecticut or Jersey, you know, or even Pennsylvania, you know, you could work anywhere. You could even work in Arizona and be able to, do your online sort of work without having to be in New York. Find it, you know, very, very interesting to see what's going to happen with the housing market. Now, many people who live there, they love it there. They got a place to live. They're happy. That's their home. You know, a lot of people live in New York but don't hate it like we think. Most of the cab drivers do. I ask them. Every time I have a cab driver, they go, I hate it. You know, well, that's because they drive. Driving's not very fun. But, I mean, if you get to walk everywhere, and you have your entertainment, you have your great food, you have your friends, you're not going anywhere. You know, people have asked me if I'd ever leave Vegas, if Vegas starts to, you know, become, you know, more of a California. And to me, I was from California, so that doesn't bother me. But, you know, people are kind of concerned about the politics and things like that. And they're concerned about the heat. And, I mean, to me, Vegas is my home. I live in Las Vegas, and I live in a suburb kind of off of it. And I got my friends here. I got my family here. I went to school here. My kids are going to the same school I went to. I'm a rebel till the end. And so I think, you know, even if real estate does go up and it starts to get expensive, it's all, you know, what's keeping you there? Well, if it's your job that's keeping you there, and that's it, and your job's allowing you to, you know, work remotely, well, you know, that might be an incentive. But remember what we talked about, out of sight, out of mind. If you have the type of job where you have your competitor coworkers that are allowed to have more FaceTime or, you know, be there on site, you know, once you become remote, you start to be a figment of someone's imagination sometimes, as opposed to the person that's like, look, I'll stop by the office and drop it off. You'll see me in person. I'll take a train in or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, many people want to know what is the actual risk when it comes to transportation. So there's been a recent study looking at how much of a risk the subways are or high-speed trains. So the study looked at thousands of passengers who traveled on China's high-speed trains, known as the G trains. And they found that the rate of transmission to nearby passengers varied anywhere from 0 to 10%. those who sat closest to infected passengers for a longer period of time had obviously increased risk. So study authors, Dr. Shengjili Lai, a research fellow at the University of Southampton in the UK, said our study shows that although there is an increased risk of COVID-19 transmission on trains, a person's seat location and travel time in relation to an infectious person can make a big difference as to whether it's passed on. They say the findings suggest that during the COVID-19 epidemic, it is important to reduce the density of passengers and promote personal hygiene measures, the use of face coverings, and possibly carry out temperature checks before boarding. So many other studies have kind of suggested that if you wear a mask and if you adhere to social distancing guidelines, public transportation may pose relatively low risk. And, you know, I haven't, you know, ridden a subway now probably in New York for a good couple years. And I'm, you know, not sure how they're doing. I mean, from what I understand, many of them were closed. And there's some changes that have been done. I think they're even doing more ADA accessible. But they, there's less people going to work, so the numbers are going down. So that seems to be, you know, a plus in that direction. But you have millions of people that live there that have to get to where they need to go. So my guess is if you have just a stop or two, you're probably fine. If you have to sit there for a good 40 minutes, that's a problem. In Paris, public health officials found that 386 recent clusters of COVID in the city between May and mid-July didn't have any links to public transportation. Similar findings were also found in Tokyo and parts of Austria. So even though I do believe you can get COVID sitting next to somebody on a train, they believe that the majority of them were other reasons, right? Either a party or a family member getting sick or somebody at work. So that's kind of interesting. Now, New York City Health Commissioner has resigned over Mayor Bill de Blasio's handling of the COVID crisis. This is Dr. Orixis Barbeau. She's been the commissioner since 2018. Apparently, Mayor Bill de Blasio stripped her agency of a key virus tracing program. So she resigned in protest, and she did that today. So this departure came after escalating tensions between City Hall and top health department officials, which began at the start of the city's outbreak. She says, I leave my post today with deep disappointment that during the most critical public health crisis in our lifetime, that the health department's incomparable disease control expertise was not used to the degree it could have been. And that's a huge complaint a lot of doctors have. They say, why the hell isn't anybody talking to us? We're having state officials make these decisions, and nobody's talking to people with medical experts. She said, our experts are world-renowned for the epidemiology, surveillance, and response work. The city would be well-served by having them at the strategic center of the response, not in the background. So her resignation now renews questions on how de Blasio has been handling the outbreak. So far, 20,000 people have died within New York City. It has subsided in recent weeks, and public schools are scheduled to partially open. So I think it's been put off till September. So the mayor had been faulted by public health experts, including some within the health department, for not moving faster to close down school and businesses in March. And look, and I'm not saying I'm a big fan of de Blasio, but I have to say, anybody saying, why didn't you close down sooner? I don't know if any of you guys were around February and March. Not a lot of people would have believed you. And they would have said, really? You want us to just close our business down? Really? So I can't blame them for that, but yeah, he needs to listen to the experts. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I do telemedicine, and a lot of my calls are still COVID-related. Somebody has body aches or fever or diarrhea, or, you know, we still have a lot of unfortunate cases rising, so we know there's those cases. But we're also getting a lot of anxiety, and we're getting a lot of depression, and we're also getting a lot of OCD-type behavior. Now, I don't know if it's secondary to people trying to prevent getting COVID, or if they're just traumatized so much from having COVID. There was a study that came out of Milan where they looked at about 406 patients, and they found that those who were hospitalized, at least half of them left the hospital with some sort of psychiatric disorder, whether it was anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, which I hate calling those psychiatric disorders. I think, you know, these are certain medical conditions that people have that, you know, are, I think, within the realm of psychomedical, you know, and I hate when people use the term mental illness or psychiatric disorder, because it almost kind of stigmatizes it as being, well, it's all in their head, and it's not. You know, I mean, people will get a fast heart rate, or they'll start to get sweats, or they'll start to have difficulty breathing. Those are very, very distinct somatic sort of symptoms. So hopefully we'll eventually change that. But in the meantime, we're having people unfortunately not bounce back as quickly. And many people might be thinking, look, Dr. Dahlia, we got bigger fish to fry. We got ventilator issues and ICU bed counts and COVID spreading in schools. You know, do we really have to talk about anxiety and PTSD and all that? Yes, we do. All right. You know, if you're looking at your coworkers coming back, if they've basically been hospitalized for COVID, you want them to come back to work after their 10-day or 20-day stint, right, that the CDC allows. If they don't feel mentally ready to come back, they're not coming back. All right. And if we are seeing that COVID infected patients hospitalized, at least half of them have some sort of sequelae, we need to study those that aren't hospitalized, and maybe the amounts of people having psychological issues after sickness is a lot higher than we think. So this can't be overlooked. But I want to just quickly talk about OCD. So obsessive compulsive disorder is where you can either like obsess about something, constantly be thinking about something, or you could have a compulsiveness where you do a routine act multiple times. So I'll leave the house and I'll go, oh my gosh, did I unplug my hair straightener? And I'm like, I ignore it. But then you're like, wait, I can't ignore it because my straightener could cause a fire. If Shaky Boo, my cat, decides to sit next to it, then his tail will catch on fire and he'll get burned. So I basically turn my car around to run upstairs. And yeah, I left it on. Right? So sometimes I'll leave it on. I've bought one now that automatically shuts off. So that handles that. But still, do you trust that or not? People worry about leaving the oven on. I just don't cook breakfast. That's easy. I'll just do cereal. So that handled that. Other people will hand wash. And when you look at some of the compulsions that certain people with OCD has, many of them have a cleanliness sort of compulsion. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. We're glad they're clean. But when we kind of call it a compulsion and we start to want to treat them, is if it interferes with them getting anything done or if it starts to hurt them. So if somebody's washing their hands till they bleed, you're now causing more harm. If somebody's spending 30 minutes in the bathroom because they just don't think they're getting their hands clean enough, that's an issue. If somebody's not having sex with their husband or wife because they're worried about germs, that could then affect a marriage. So that's when clinicians intervene and try to help. But we've started to make a very OCD society. We've already had more of an attention deficit society where people want their food right away. They want their text. They want their message. If you don't answer a text, they're like, wait a second. Where are you? Are you, you know, in a ditch somewhere? So we already have a group of parents and coworkers and bosses that are like, I texted you 10 minutes ago. Why didn't you respond if you're on the clock? So I get that, you know, but now with the masks and the social distancing and that you have to wash your hands and you have to clean after every customer and you have to sanitize and you have to, we're starting to have new rituals. Now, Why aren't we calling those rituals obsessive-compulsive? Why aren't we calling those compulsive behaviors? Well, if it's something that society allows, it actually helps your job, it helps prevent COVID, we believe, then there's nothing wrong with it. You washing your hands after every patient, that's something we always did anyway. I mean, I found that I washed my hands more than somebody who was obsessive-compulsive just because I had seen 40 patients a day. And I would wash my hands multiple times throughout the day. So, but if it's within the realm of work, whether it's in the realm of normalcy, it's considered fine. But I'm seeing people just take it to another level. You know, once we got that crash course in microbiology, if you drop a piece of food on a counter, you're not going to eat it. I mean, I was eating a little piece of chocolate cake the other day. The frosting part fell on a counter right near my cat. Oh, I ate it without 3-second rule. There could have been a 33-year rule. I would have still eaten that chocolate frosting. I don't care. A lot of people now are like, wait, you dropped the food, we can't eat it. You dropped the food, we can't eat it. You didn't wash your hands when you touched it, we can't eat it. And where I get a little nervous is the young kids, the Generation Zers. These Generation Zers that were born after 2010, they got to do things a certain way. Now, all of a sudden, they're getting yelled at or they're getting scolded for doing something that they were fine with just 6 months ago. And so parents, if you are starting to have this new sort of attitude towards germs and cleanliness, you got to keep in mind that your kids are going to be a little confused. You know, I just spoke to a daddy yesterday who, you know, has two young kids and he has to be in isolation because he's COVID positive. And he's like, my kids aren't going to understand that. And I'm like, well, then what you have to do is you have to play a game. Okay? You know, you have to play a game. Like, you're in, they're in a castle, and, you know, mommy is the queen, and, you know, mommy needs to break a spell, and the only way to break a spell is for the prince to be in a magical jail, and this magical jail cell will allow the mommy and the prince to be forever happy. So, guys, let's make sure we feed daddy, and we do this, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. But you know, we came up with a game to play because kids don't understand why they can't hug their daddy, why they can't be around mom, why they get yelled at, you know, if they dropped a piece of macaroni and cheese and stuck it back in their mouth. So, you know, we need to kind of be aware because we're starting to see higher rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. We're seeing higher rates of depression, higher rates of anxiety. And mind you, I mean, if you and your husband or you and your wife are out of a job, and you don't know when you're going to reopen your business, my guess is the conversations around the house aren't like the way they were back in January. So, you know, keep in mind that a lot of times we could feed each other's depression, feed each other's anxiety because of what's going on. While this rise in, quote unquote, mental illness and psychiatric disorders is happening, how are we doing on the clinician front? Do we have enough psychologists open? Do we have enough psychiatrists open? Do we have enough family doctors? Do we have enough primary care, you know, providers? The answer is no. So I'm noticing that I am getting as many calls for COVID as I'm getting, you know, with people who are like, look, I can't sleep anymore. You know, I'm having issues eating, or I'm gaining weight because I'm nervous eating. I'm anxious. I'm allowed to go back to work, and I don't think I can. I've been away from my boss for months, and I'm hearing he is going to be just hell to work for. I don't want to go back. I'm not ready to go back. And so, you know, it's just unfortunately another little pandemic that we don't really see or talk about that we need to be prepared for. So if you have employees that aren't coming back, and it's not that they're fearful of COVID. It might be an anxiety or depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Go away.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.